Hello, everybody, and welcome to Secret Keepers Club. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. So happy to have you here. As always, my name is Carly Aquilino. I'm your host. Got a bunch of emails that you guys sent in to secretkeepersclub@gmail.com that we're going to get to. A bunch of things I want to chit chat with my girls about. And you know, I love to see it. I hope everybody had a great weekend. It is St. Patrick's Day weekend, so I didn't go out at all because it's amateur night. Anytime there's a night or a holiday dedicated to just going out and getting hammered and people coming into the city, I'm all set. I'm staying in. I actually went to go to my parents. I was there for the weekend. It was my mom's birthday on Friday. Happy birthday to Els. Getting younger every day. She turned 21. Finally, she had her first legal drink. Very exciting. But it was good. It was good to see them spend time. I don't know what it is, but when I'm at my parents' house, all I want to do is nap and go to the bathroom. I swear to God, nothing. And I'm sorry. We're starting off strong, but listen, there's something about it. I don't know if the air is different over there, but by the time I get there, I'm like, I'm exhausted. It takes me 45 minutes to get there. I'm like, I got to take a nap. But it was good. It was good to see her, hang out with her, hang out with my fam. And I was glad to be out of the city during the craziness because, please, you couldn't pay me to go to a bar on St. Patrick's Day weekend in New York. I can't. Maybe if I was like 20, it would probably be really fun. But other than that, no. There's a lot of things I want to chit chat with my girls about. Okay, first of all, should we start off with the bad news or should we start off with the good news? All right, let's start off with the bad news. It is an update that I do feel the girlies deserve. There's been an update with Jackie, the bald eagle that I'm obsessed with. And I know that it's like, girl, get a life. I don't care. I won't get a life. I'm obsessed with Jackie. Okay. And her eggs were supposed to hatch a couple weeks ago. You guys remember I was talking about, I said, I think the eggs are going to hatch this week. Well, it turns out there's been a development and it doesn't seem that the eggs are going to hatch. And have I cried about it 4 times already? Yes. And when I first found out, I had said, oh, the experts are saying, I texted my mom, the experts are saying Jackie's, eggs aren't going to hatch. And I'm really, really upset because my mom has been asking me for updates because I just can't stop talking about the damn bird. And every day she's texting me, what's going on with Jackie? I'm like, Jackie's sitting, you know, she's sitting on her eggs. And so I texted my mom, like, you know, it doesn't look like the eggs are going to hatch. And she said some shit like, my mom said some shit like, well, you know, the animal kingdom is a tough one to live in or something. I was like, Ellen, okay, purr. Not her coming out and talking about the animal kingdom. She said the animal kingdom is tough. I'm like, I know that's right. So it's really sad, though, because I do have Jackie still up on the TV and it doesn't seem that she knows yet. And she's still squatting on those eggs. So we're praying for a miracle. That's what they're saying online. People, you could pray for a miracle. That's what I'm hoping happens. I hope that she has a bunch of all of her little eggs hatch. But Jackie can't catch a freaking break because the eggs last year got eaten by a damn hawk. Okay. And my girl, when are her eggs going to hatch, for God's sakes? Enough is enough. And again, she's sitting on the eggs. Where's Shadow? I don't know. Where is your man? But that's number one. Okay, we got that out of the way. Number two, where on God's earth is Kate Middleton? I don't know. There's been a lot of speculation. A bunch of different people have all these different theories. There's one theory that it's all alleged. It's all alleged. Okay. I don't know how to really pronounce that word. But allegedly, there are all these different theories. And some people are just taking the piss out of it. Some people are saying she got a BBL. Please, girl, I don't have time for that. Okay. What is with that nonsense? And then the other theory that I think is hilarious is that she's on The Masked Singer, which, come on, guys. So that is not nice. The Masked Singer. Could you imagine if she was, though? That would be the craziest reveal of all time. Nobody knows where she is. And then she's on The Masked Singer. Please. Let that be it. But she hasn't been seen in like whatever it is now, 60 days or over 60 days. And the royal family had released a statement saying she was going in for a surgery. And during, I think, I don't remember when it was, but they had seen ambulance outside of their house, and then the royal family had come out and said she's getting surgery. They didn't say what for, but they said it was routine surgery. So there's theories connected to that, that some people are saying that she did have surgery and she's recovering, or she had surgery and God forbid it didn't go well. And maybe there's been follow-ups to X, Y, and Z. So again, this is all speculation, but the thing that I truly believe this is about, and I don't know any of it, but this is what I think. There were these rumors that her friend Rose, who is also royalty in some way, she's married to some old guy, like some royal old guy. Okay. I don't really exactly know what his whole deal is or what her whole deal is, but she was friends with Kate. There's been chirping that her and William had a thing together, and she just recently had a baby. People are speculating maybe it wasn't her husband's baby, blah, 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 blah. Okay. And I think Kate is going, okay, you want to play? Look at how important I am. Because not for nothing, if Kate's out of the royal family, if they get a divorce, if they split up or whatever, I think that's it for the royal family personally. Because there's been too much back and forth with them. You got Camilla in the damn Buckingham Palace now. Oh my goodness. And I feel for her because Kate's whole life, she was pretty much trained by her mother to be royalty. Her mom orchestrated this marriage. She was born and raised to be Queen of England. Okay. So who knows what the deal is, but that's kind of what I'm leaning towards. I think she's going, look at how much people care about me and where I'm at. And look at what you would have to deal with if I wasn't in the picture anymore, if you end up, you know, screwing around with this girl and blah, blah, blah. So, I really hope that's not the case, because I would hate to see that happen. I mean, it's just like, at this point, the royal family is like, just like, they're making a mockery of themselves. But who knows? And I hope that she's well. I hope that she's like physically well and that she's not sick, because that's really, really scary and sad. And you know, best case scenario, she is on the Masked Singer. It's so funny because I have two friends that they watch the funniest TV. Like they watch the Masked Singer every single week. They sit down and they put it on and they watch and they guess and they have their theories of who's who behind the mask. So I told them, guys, I think Kate's on the Masked Singer, you know? But it's so funny. You know how like our parents' generation, like my mom, she doesn't know what's AI and she doesn't know what's Photoshopped. My aunt Linda, there's been this meme going around of like, it's a so Photoshopped photo of Pete Davidson and Kate Middleton holding hands. And my aunt texted it to me going, oh my God. She's like, is this true? I'm like, no, it's so Photoshopped. Like it's not even Photoshopped well, you know? My mom did that when I was there. She showed me a picture on her phone. She goes, I'm thinking about getting this haircut. It was a cartoon. It was so AI'd. It wasn't even good AI. It was a cartoon. And I was like, oh my God, that's so funny. That's not even like, I can't even see what that would be because it's not real hair. It's not a real person. And she was like, what? The way that this woman really thought she was looking at a photograph. I was like, mom, it's a cartoon. It wasn't even, it was honestly, it looked like a Memoji. Okay. Like enough already. You guys are so silly. But let's talk about the real royalty, you guys. Miss Peaches. And I know that some of you went, when I said that. Miss Peaches. If you don't know who Miss Peaches is, please, I won't even do her justice. Miss Peaches is a pit bull that Dave Portnoy of Barstool Sports adopted. And she's a little older. She has had a bunch of litters of babies. And He adopted her and she's a freaking angel. Her Instagram is Famous Miss Peaches. Okay. And I've been looking at videos of her and just like smiling from ear to ear. I love her so much. And you want to know what? Not only did she hit the jackpot, right? Because she got adopted by a single guy with hundreds of millions of dollars that is treating her like the queen. Okay. But she also is doing him the biggest favor because she's making him so human that like, I'm like, I kind of fucking love this guy, you know? Anywho, shout out to Miss Peaches. I think she is just a freaking doll. Okay. She is one of the girls and she is a girly and he rolls her around in a stroller. He got her a little pool. Like it's so cute and he really really loves her and it's just the cutest thing I've seen in a really long time. So shout out to Miss Peaches. Okay, she's my number one girly. I don't care. Okay guys, just a quick word from our babies over at BetterHelp. Everybody's asking you to go places, to do things, and you are just tired. Before you start hating on all your friends and isolating in your room, try online therapy with BetterHelp. This feels contrived. Their licensed therapists are here to help you and learn to set boundaries, care for yourself, say no when you need to, and say yes when you really want to. You guys, I am such an advocate for BetterHelp. I think it's the best online. I love that it's online. I love that you don't have to leave your house. I love that you could do it over the phone when works for you. They pair you with somebody that, and if it's not a good match, then you could switch it. I love that. Okay. So it couldn't be easier to just get started, fill out a quick questionnaire, and BetterHelp will match you with a licensed therapist. Everything is totally online and you can schedule therapy sessions whenever it works for you. You can even change therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/secretkeepers today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/secretkeepers. We also have Let's chit chat about Osea. Your skin needs a serious glow up. Look no further than Osea. Osea's clinically proven seaweed infused skincare will help you level up your skin in no time. Some of my favorites are the body oil and the body butter made with Undaria algae. The oil is super rich without being greasy and it visibly firms skin, making it feel more sculpted and toned. The body butter smells amazing and is clinically proven to hydrate your skin for 72 hours. You guys, I am an advocate for Osea. I am a lifetime customer of Osea. I buy their stuff. I buy their stuff for my friends, for my family. My mom's all hooked up with her Osea stuff. I am just totally on board with them. I love them so much. I will never stop with Osea. Their cream is really my favorite. It's so refreshing. It doesn't have an overpowering scent. It's not greasy. You don't have to like stand there naked and wait for it to dry before you put your damn clothes on. We love to see it. They even have anti-aging body balm and lotion. That's a lotion serum hybrid and tons of creams, scrubs, cleansers, toners to transform your skincare routine. Glow from the inside out with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SECRET at oseamalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to oseamalibu.com and use code SECRET for 10% off. Let's get to some of these emails that you guys sent in again to secretkeepersclub@gmail.com that we're going to get to. Let me start. Where should I start? I got a bunch of emails about Dakota Johnson that I mean, the girlies were agreeing with me and I was nervous because I'm like, you know, I know a lot of people are 10 toes on the ground for Dakota and it seems that you guys are in the same exact boat as me. I'll just read this one. This one says Dakota Crison. Oh my God, girl. I agree. And I agree about Dakota Johnson. She complains so much. And she also complained a lot about 50 Shades of Grey. Like, girl, stop acting then. We're tired of hearing you cry. So save us all from it and just go off the grid. I actually do remember Dakota Johnson, complaining a lot about and kind of alluding to 50 Shades of Grey being corny, right? I remember her being like, it's whatever. during these interviews. That's actually a really good point. Because I remember when she did that, I'm going, oh, this was like the number one. Like, I remember when they were casting that movie and it was this whole thing because it was such a popular book. It was kind of like Twilight vibes. It was such a popular book that they were like, who is going to be the girl? And she had never been in really anything before that. So this was like her breakout role. And then she was shitting on it. That's right. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. And I get it. I get what you're saying. Girl, then don't act. If you hate it so much, don't do it. I agree. Let's see. This one says, nothing more embarrassing. Hi, Carly, longtime listener. Love you so much. Love you too. First time writing in, but this just happened and I cannot just sit here mortified alone. Clicking on an Instagram story when it says it was posted 1 second ago. Oh my God, I hate this. Oh my God. Why is it so embarrassing? It's like, I swear I'm not stalking you. Please don't notice that I watched it so quickly. I swear it was one of the, it was just the first story option. Anywho, love to hear your thoughts on Love is Blind. I haven't freaking watched it. I'm sorry. I skipped last season because you didn't watch it and you didn't post your silly recaps. But this time around, I saw too many things online about it and I just had to see. This was by far the messiest season and the entire production and casting staff should be fired. The reunion show will be up by the next potty episode. Okay. You guys, maybe I should watch it. I don't know. One of my friends was telling me that I had to watch it too. But I just haven't gotten around to it. What was I watching this? What have I been watching? Nothing crazy. Oh, I told you guys already about that cutie show that I watched a couple weeks ago called One Day. Oh, so cute. And then I watched a couple episodes of that. It came out years ago, but that Leah Remini show about Scientology, that documentary that she did. Jesus. Whoo. That is pretty dense, isn't it? So I'm in the middle of that now. But yeah, no, the Instagram story thing is crazy. I've done that. Oh, have you ever done that when you like someone and you click on their story and it says it was posted 6 seconds ago? You're like, oh my God, I want to delete my Instagram. I want to delete it. There's certain people that I will mute their story because I'm like, I don't want you to know, like, I don't want to see it pop up and then have that happen because that's happened to me many times before and I've learned my lesson. Like I will manually go to your page and watch it. If it's like a guy that I like am talking to or whatever, I got to go to your page and watch it. Let's see. Okay. This one says hair clip Easter egg. What? Hi, girly pop. Love you. And the potty, of course. Oh, thanks much. Just listening to this week's episode and wanted to share my story similar to the one you read today. Backstory. I dated this guy for about 6 months. Wait, what is hair clip Easter egg? Oh, so this is about, okay. This is about the girlie who from last week that was dating a guy and he was like, you got to get out. My girlfriend's coming over, which is crazy. She says, I dated this guy last year for about 6 months. He treated me so well. He was a real gentleman, callous hands, cut down trees for a living. Oh, hell no. Cut down trees for a living. I don't like to hear when my type is not, you know, treating the girlies well. She says, manly man, you know, I stayed over at his house all the time and his only real red flag was how he communicated. He had a hard time expressing his feelings and getting on a deeper level in the relationship, which I attributed to his pretty rough childhood. After I talked to him about it several times and saw that he wasn't really making an effort and crossing some boundaries, I ended it with him. Of course, the regret set in quick and I reached out a couple of weeks later with no response. I should have just stopped there. I know. Anyway, fast forward to it's now a year later from our first date and I decided to text him. He answered and we chit chat and he invites me over. Uh-oh. Of course, I hopped in my little car and I drove my little ass right over there. Of course you did. You couldn't wait to put the keys in the ignition, girly. He met me at his house and stumbles out of his truck, pissed drunk. Oh, God. Should have stopped right there, but we're girls, of course, and we're going to ignore the warning signs. Anyway, he kisses me immediately, and I jokingly asked where his girlfriend was, to which he said, at work. I said, wait, what? He said, no, I'm kidding, obviously. Okay, whatever. I go in the house, and everything looks normal and exactly how it was when I was last there, but something just felt off. I spent the night there, in parentheses, didn't have sex, but just about everything else, and let me tell you, the dude put in work, so at least it was worth it in the end, LOL. I had to leave for work early in the morning and I got up to let the dogs out, mine and his, since he always let me bring my dogs over to play in the huge yard that he has. I noticed something on the counter. I opened it up and it's a fucking Valentine's Day card from the girl saying how much she loves him and how she's so happy. Oh my God, I'm sick. I went to the bathroom and the only obvious giveaway was a bottle of shampoo for blondes. We will get right back to that. I go in the room to confront him and he says, well, I tried to tell you. And I said, no, you said you were joking and that you've only been casually dating people. Dumb on me, but still, what the fuck, dude? And then he said he just doesn't want to be committed to anybody and he feels trapped and blah, blah, blah. I basically told him to fuck off, but not before making sure that I left my mark. Ooh, what'd she do? Again, nothing was out of place, so I had to improvise, and I left my signature hair clip on the side table close enough to the plug, so that she would see it when she went to plug her phone in, but camouflaged enough that maybe he wouldn't notice. Oh, he's not going to notice. Anyway, I have blonde hair too, but it's extremely long and thick, so I figured maybe if I brush my hair in the bathroom, she would notice the difference. I couldn't think fast enough in the moment to leave a note, and I couldn't find her on any platform to message. Well, how'd you know her name, girl? Hopefully she's either noticed and listened to her gut and hear, oh, because you know her name because of the card. And hears it and pieces it together. So if you're in North Carolina and you think you're dating a sweet, quiet lumberjack, sorry, girl, he's a shitbag. Oh my God. If this all comes together, I swear to God. Oh my God. Let me know if you want to hear about the other dumpster fire of a relationship / epic cheating scandal that I was involved in. My life should be a movie. Oh my God. The tea is piping hot this morning, girls. Now, isn't it? What in the gosh darn hell? See, the only thing there is that it's still just as bad because he screwed over his girlfriend. But it would have been somehow even worse if this happened when you guys were during the time that you guys were doing your back and forth. But you want to know what? To be honest with you, it probably did happen then too. It probably did, right? I'm sorry that happened though. It's such an icky feeling where you're just like, oh, I feel like an idiot. You made me feel stupid. Why couldn't you have just been honest with me and allowed me to make this choice? That's kind of how it was with last week's girl. When she confronted him, he said, well, you wouldn't have slept with me if I would have been honest with you. And she's like, yeah, exactly. You fucking clown. You know what? I'm minding my gosh darn P's and Q's when it comes to these men. I swear to God. Because they can't be trusted. Let's see. This next email, the title is Icky. A new ick was unlocked this morning at the dentist. I heard a grown man in the chair next to me get offered bubblegum, grape, or mint toothpaste, and he chose bubblegum. No. Why did he do that? Any adult that chooses anything but mint is a menace. It should be illegal to choose flavored toothpaste after you turn 18, but that's just my 2 cents. What the hell is going on out there? I agree with you. They shouldn't even offer it to adults. Because it's like, come on now. Oh my God. You guys, I had an ick when I went last week. I was at the juice place and usually, like, you know what type of people you're going to see at the juice place, right? You're going to see these people who are just on their way back from the gym. You're going to see the girlies, like you get it. But the guy in front of me at the juice place was the absolute worst guy I've ever seen in my life, right? They gave him his juice and he said, is there anything left in the blender? Girl, I'm clenching my fists. And they picked up the blender and they showed him and I'm not even kidding. It was like it wasn't even a full sip of green juice at the bottom of the blender. He said, would you mind scraping that out into a different cup? Girl, I would, if I don't care if that was the perfect man, my soulmate, my somebody that I knew in another life and we've met in this life and we get married and our life is perfect, okay? If I saw my husband do that, the next day, he's getting divorce papers. I've never been, I texted 15 different people and I go, I just got the ick for a guy I don't even know. And I told them the story and every single one of them said, what a scrub. Girl, and they put it didn't even cover the whole bottom of the cup. The people at Juice Generation, they put it in, they didn't even cover the whole bottom of the cup. And he said, ooh, thanks. And he, girl, why do you drink it? Stop, I'm gonna fucking throw up. No, he drank it. He went, stop. It was like, you know how, it was like when you give yourself eye drops, that much liquid. Divorce. I wanted to say, give me a couple people give me some people in your phone. I want to tell them what I just saw. Give me some numbers. Okay. I want to talk to your girlfriend. I want to talk to your friends. I want to talk to your mom. Because that's, please. This one says, girl help. Uh-oh. Or does it say girl help? I don't know. We'll see. Hi, Carly. I absolutely love you. Oh, thanks much. And your podcast cracks me up every week. Thanks for giving this safe space for everyone. It is truly so needed. Oh, thank you. So I'm going to get right into it. And I hope this isn't too long, but I really need someone to hype me up and just tell me to block my ex. Oh, well, that's easy for me. We've been flirting for the past like 6 months. We've even sent each other nudes. Ugh, embarrassing, but it is super fun. I'm now at the point where I'm just over it. I don't want to talk to him anymore. I don't want this flirting stuff anymore. And I just want to ghost him and block him from Instagram. So it's easier for me to let go completely. FYI, Instagram is where we've been DMing each other. We've even called each other a few times, which is just so stupid. But in the moment, it felt exciting. For context, he's married. Uh-oh. Newly married, like 2 years. He's been with this girl forever. And I've been with my partner for 8 years, newly engaged. We used to date and really loved each other, but it was just never the right time. We were never officially boyfriend and girlfriend. And although our connection was intense, especially sexually, we had serious feelings for each other. There was always someone else in our way. For example, my ex or his ex at the time. We were also in our early 20s and had this quote unquote situationship with each other for about 3 years. By the time we were both single with no strings attached, I met my now fiance and choose to be with him instead of my ex who I'm talking about now. I feel like both of us maybe just hit a rut in our own relationship. So talking and flirting with each other was fun and exciting. We live in different places and we're not able to act on anything, but the temptation is so fucking real sometimes, hence the nudies. Anyway, I need help. I can't talk about this anymore or to anyone because I just don't trust anyone to tell this information to, not even my girls. Or maybe I just don't want to be judged. I feel like I'm too nice and blocking him is so mean, and he'll try to reach out to me another way because he's a little obsessed with me, but I just don't know what to do. I knew if I had the conversation with him about how wrong this is and we shouldn't do this to our partners, it would be fine and he would understand. But honestly, I'm just too tired to write all that shit out, especially since this isn't the first time it's happened between us. I think it's just one of those could have been relationships that we romanticize it all now that we're older, but I know it will never go anywhere and I feel guilty after a while. Anyway, I'm done rambling and you can give a confused girly some advice. I would just go ahead and say to him, this isn't right. I don't feel comfortable doing this anymore. I mean, you don't even have to have it be a full and entire conversation. You're like, I don't have the energy to do that. It takes less energy to do that and to end it than to continue this back and forth thing that you have with him. So I would just say, listen, I don't feel good about this. It makes me feel icky. It's not right to do to our partners. You're happily married. I'm happily engaged. We're not the right people for each other. And it's time to move on, right? Because if you just block him and don't say anything, he's going to reach out to you on fucking Etsy or something. So I would say, I wouldn't even hear him out. I would just say, this isn't right. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm blocking you now. I wish you the best. Sayonara. And block him right away. Don't even give him the opportunity to respond. Just tell him you're blocking him and to not reach out anymore. And that's it. Because you owe your fiance way more than this, I think. And it would really hurt him if he found out about this, right? So I would just kibosh it, it's over, and move on. And, you know, and just let him deal with it and move on too. It's like, it's one of those things, like, you guys don't live anywhere near each other, you know, nothing can really ever happen. But it's just one of these things where maybe you both are hung up on it, because it's like you said, it's something that could have been. So I think this is something that commonly, you know, happens, but you got to know when to throw in the towel. And that's it. And then just go, I'm done, and block them. And then you're done. You don't have to put any more effort into it. Let's see. Okay, this one says, is this a... Okay, this one says, new ick revealed. Oh God, these guys are just being so icky. Hi, Carly and the Kitty Princes. My husband is currently doing his fitness routine in our living room, and every time he has to set a timer for one of his exercises, he whispers into his Apple Watch, set timer for 50 seconds, and it just gives me the ick. Not a 32-year-old man talking to his wrist. Just look at the clock on the wall. Men are talking to computers in general is so embarrassing. If I ever have to hear him say, hey, Google, one more time, my ovaries are going to shrivel up. We, however, will forgive his discretions as he is one of the girlies. He has been converted to being a secret keeper, and we love listening to the potty in the car together. I've attached a photo of my little family. Oh, how cute. Ooh, and then she gives a good fuck, marry, kill. That's going to be really hard for me to do. Oh my goodness, that is so funny. Let me see the pics. Cute. Oh my God, you guys are so cute. Where's this with all the palm trees? Luxurious. Gorgina. God, I miss being on the beach, you guys. I swear, I gotta get a tan. I don't feel like myself. No, that's so funny. I think like any little thing, I dated this guy last year who he wore one of those rings that it like was connected to his phone, and it like tracked his heartbeat and his sleeping pattern and his, and he was like one of those guys. Like he was a fitness guy. He wasn't the one. When I saw that ring, I should have just known. To me, that's worse than a wedding ring, to be fair. To be fair, it is. But he would go, oh, I didn't close my circle today. You know, he didn't get his steps in, or, oh, I was up from, he would tell me, like, sir, I'm not your wife. He would tell me, well, I slept for a few hours and I woke up for about 45 minutes. And I went back right back to REM sleep. Okay, cool. Nice. So, but I would always just like kind of bust his balls about it, and we would laugh about it. I didn't really have the ick, but it was something that was like a topic of conversation, you know? Let's see. This one says, just a girly trying to start a family. Hi, Carly and the adorable kitty cat boys. I've been a longtime fan of the podcast and used to watch Girl Code religiously. Oh, thanks much. And have always loved how real and down to earth you are. Oh, thanks, girl. The reason I'm writing in is because I'd love to share a little bit about my fertility journey to get all the girlies who have been through this insight. I feel like fertility issues are such a tough subject and still very taboo in a way, but whenever I connect with someone who has faced similar challenges, it's like it creates a bond and makes me feel less alone when going through this. A little bit about my backstory. My fiance and I have been together for 3 years, and within the first year, we were very much on the same page about wanting a family sooner rather than later. I'm 30 and he's 37. We both expected to have challenges getting there. I immediately started going to my gyno and getting testing done, who ultimately referred me to a fertility specialist, and we dove right into IVF. We were blessed that the first egg retrieval gave us a good amount of embryos, and we did our first embryo transfer in September of 2023, and it was successful, but it ended in miscarriage. Oh, I'm so sorry. Shortly after, which was so heartbreaking for my fiance and I both. Since then, we've done 2 more embryo transfers and both of them have failed. I'm now taking a quote unquote break and doing more testing to try and figure out the reason that the last 2 rounds failed. However, I have to say the whole IVF journey has really taken over my life, especially in the past few months. There are so many medications, hormones, waiting periods, doctor's appointments, researching, etc., and it truly takes so much out of me, both emotionally and physically. I've chosen not to share most of this with my family. My fiance does the same with his, because we feel like the more we tell people, the more we open ourselves up to judgment or unwanted opinions or negativity in general. I really only have a handful of people that I talk to regularly about it, so it can be very lonely. I read other women's experiences in forums, and I have one coworker I talk to about it who has been through IVF and now has two kids. But other than that, no one in my life has really faced these challenges. All that being said, I do feel like every round we do this and it doesn't work, I find myself getting in this negative mental cycle that it will never work and I'll never have my dream of being a mom come true. I know this is not a good mental state to be in, because we have to manifest these things that we really want and truly believe them for them to come true. I'd love to hear any other experiences from any other women who have been through this and have some helpful words of wisdom. Or at the very least, if there's another secret keeper out there who's going through the same thing, I just want them to know that they're not alone and that I'm sending them all the support and best wishes throughout their journey as well. Thank you so much for having the podcast to share advice, laughs, and overall such positivity. I, like so many others, are grateful. Oh, thank you so much. Girl, you're going to make me cry. Kiss you right on the lips. Kiss you back. And then she gives a good fuck, marry, kill. I just want to, before I say anything about this, because I, of course, don't have experience with this, but if there's anybody that has been through similar, please write in, and I can even like maybe set you guys up on a chat the way I have done in the past, just to kind of, you know, maybe you guys can have like a little Discord chat or something. But I want to recommend to you Casey Balsham. Okay, she's a comedian. I fucking love her. She's the best, and she went through a very similar thing. She now has this beautiful baby with another comedian, her husband. And so her Instagram is CaseFaceB. And she's been on the podcast a while ago, probably like a really old episode, but I love her. And she went, I remember her being very vocal about her fertility journey and going through all this stuff. And when you see how cute her little baby is, stop. And they bring the baby on the vacations and stop her. I'm just so happy for her. But she's spoken a lot about it. And I think that it's helpful to hear people who have similar, you know, journey as you and listen to their perspective. So she has, I think, a podcast, a parenting podcast. I remember there being, she did a comedy special, and there was a lot of jokes about, you know, her experience. And I remember her saying that she's like, you know, people go, oh, well, just stop trying, or they make it seem like something that's so easy, because they've never been through it. So I hear you. And if anybody has been through something similar, again, write in and I'll connect you guys if you want. But it's so hard, right? It's so hard. I really feel for you, because it's something that feels so, it's one of those things that sounds like it feels very like deflating and like discouraging, because you can't help but put hope into certain things. And it's just one of those things in life where it's like, Jesus, like something's got to give, but I know it's going to happen for you. I do. Let's see. And now we have one that's total opposite. Okay. An email that's total opposite. It says, my boyfriend is not brushing his teeth. Well, there you go. Well, there you go. Hi, Carly. I hope you and little kitty cats and the bald eagles are doing well. Ugh. I'm looking at her right now and she's still sitting on her eggs now, isn't she? Let's see. She looks cute though. She really does look like she's looking for Shadow. She looks like she's looking for her man. And where the hell is he? Where's he flying around to? I mean, how many trees do you really need to see? I keep saying, and I swear I'm going to get to this email once I'm done talking about the bald eagle, but I keep saying I have this vision in my head of like him like coming back with like a squirrel or something, like a live squirrel to the nest. But I haven't seen much of that. Okay, so she says, I need some help with my boyfriend who doesn't brush his teeth regularly. I have gently brought it up to him. See, now that's where you've gone wrong. Gently bringing it up is not, isn't it? We don't need to be gentle about certain things, girls. I've gently brought it up to him in parentheses now that we live together and I see how infrequently he brushes his teeth and he hasn't really made any changes. He does struggle with depression and in the process of changing medication. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but it's really starting to affect me. I also feel like I don't want to kiss him or be intimate with him that I can smell that he hasn't brushed his teeth. Girl, I'm going to throw up. So I'm worried if it'll start bleeding into different areas of our relationship. Also, the last thing, I don't know how to get him to start taking better care of himself without mothering him. Thanks so much for your help. I know it kind of does feel like one of those things, right? Where if you go like, did you brush your teeth today? It's like, it is giving like parent and child, right? So you don't want to have to do that, but to me, it's like if I was dating a guy that never brushed his teeth or didn't brush his teeth that well, I think it would be. I would bring it up not so gently, to be honest with you. I would go, listen, you got to brush your teeth. That's where I draw the line. Okay. And hope that he makes that change. So crazy what we have to tell them to do. I would be like, it's really important to me that you brush your teeth. Because it's just something that it's a turn off to me. I would say it like that. I don't find it sexy. So. Also closely related. This one says to the girly who wanted to know the science behind a disgusting kiss. Now, this is from a while ago. I remember this girl had wrote in about dating this, kissing this guy that she worked with, right? And she kissed him and she felt viscerally ill. So this one says, hi, Carly and the cutie kitty cat kings. I was introduced to Secret Keepers Club by a friend earlier this year after I complained in a group about what a chalazion forming in my eye has directed me to the episodes about the horrors of yours. I was fully pronouncing it with the same accent that you had. Of course, we have to pronounce it sexy. We have a chalazion. It's so funny. I saw this meme the other day. It was so funny and real. It goes, you know who read a lot? You know who reads a lot because they know a lot of big words, but they don't know how to pronounce any of them. And that's how I feel about chalazion. My chalazion. Let's see. So I'm getting back to the email. I've been hooked to the potty ever since, and I'm binging old episodes nonstop. So happy to be in the Secret Keepers Club, chalazion hotties division. Oh, thank you so much. I'm writing in response to the girly whose body rejected kisses and got physically ill from smooching. There is actually some science behind why this happens. Research has shown that humans across the globe have very diverse types of bacteria that live in their gut biome. Oh my God. I know I sound sarcastic saying this. I really do love gut biome. I love gut biome related things. I really do. It's a new thing. The bacteria can vary based on a lot of things, diet, where you grew up, genetics, etc. But very interesting part is that it creates a very specific pH balance in a person's stomach. This is sort of gross, but when we kiss, we essentially swap saliva from stomach bacteria. If your pH balance, oh my God, vibes well with a person, you're more than likely to be attracted to them and think that they're a good kisser. If your gut pH is off, it can cause similar to what happened to the girly who wrote in. Oh my God, stop. Oh my goodness, stop. There is some evolutionary science about why this happened. So if you're interested in that, I recommend it listening to the Ologies podcast. I'm going to spell it for you. Ologies podcast titled Philematology. Philematology, in parentheses, kissing with Robin Dunbar, where I'm paraphrasing all of this information from. As someone who has kissed quite a few nasty dudes and overanalyzes the science behind why our bodies and brains do crazy shit, I just had to share this information with the other girlies who might be interested in. Oh my God. No, this is so interesting. Thank you for reading all the nerdy shit. And thank you so much for this podcast. Oh, thank you so much. Kiss you right on the lips for the science of it all. See, I totally, first of all, again, gut biome. I don't know why it's been on my algorithm lately, and the girlies are eating certain things, and you know, they're the sea moss girls. Okay. And the sea moss girls always are talking about the gut biome. Do I know what that is? No, but I'm a fan. Okay. I'm a fan of gut biome discourse, and I love you too. Let's see. Okay. This one says need help / opinion ASAP. Okay. We're on it. Hey girly. First of all, I love you. Thank you. Thank you for your service. Oh, thank you. By that, I mean for your words of wisdom and your comedy. Literally can't wait for Mondays to get my fix of the girly. Oh, thank you. My most favorite is when you did the Sheepshire Australian accent. Oh, I miss that guy. She says, now to my question, how do you get over a situationship? Like, what is your process? I need exact details because just saying forget about him never really does it. This man will call me like a freaking puppy and I'm there every single time. The reason this man has me in a chokehold because of course, girl, I don't even need to read the next sentence. It's the best sex I ever had. Of course it is, girl. She goes, Carly. Anyway, when we hung out, this boy was always talking about other girls. Like, I'm not even there. He just admitted to kissing another girl 1 week ago, but I can't be mad because we aren't anything. So please help me. I'll do anything because he breaks my heart at least once a week. The only problem is I'm attached to his sister and her girlfriend, the bar he works at, and I'd hate to lose a friendship, but a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do. Need your help ASAP. Please, love you. Keep doing your thing for the girls. Okay. First of all, this is why it's so dangerous getting into a situationship in the first place. And I'm not saying, oh, I told you so, because I've been there before. I've done it. Listen, it fucking sucks because it always ends up either you're hung up on somebody and you really can't say anything to them because they don't owe you that because they never said that they were committed to you in any way. Right. And yet somehow, for some reason, we agreed to that. Right. But also, on the other side, if it doesn't go that way, it goes to the way that you're now breaking someone's heart and it's messy and it's messes up friendships and whatever. So it's really difficult being in a successful situationship. I would go ahead and say that, right? Because then somebody's going to meet someone and they're going to have a girlfriend or a boyfriend and you're just like, what the hell? But I really have no leg to stand on with this. We've seen it happen before. What you need to do is completely block this person on everything and just end it. And listen, I don't know if you are in a place with him where you would feel that you need to end it. Sometimes things aren't like substantial enough to be like, hey, I just want to let you know, I don't want to do this anymore, because the other person would be like, wait, we were never dating. Right. So it's this weird balance, but I would probably, the next time he asked me to hang out, I would say, sorry, I can't, I'm busy. The time after that, and by the way, that's number one way to get a guy to fall in love with you is just to reject him. And then when he asks you to hang out again, whenever that may be, whether it's a week from now, a month from now, I promise you, okay, I have my hand on a Bible right now. I promise you he's going to come back full force. But what you need to do is focus on yourself and focus on moving on. Okay. And that's when he's going to come back. When you're completely over it, that's when he's going to come back. And that's fine. Bye-bye. It seems like, you know, it's so funny that the change, the juxtaposition of the way that we feel about people when we're hung up on them versus when we're over it is like, it is a world of a difference. Because there's like times where I've liked a guy where I'm like, I literally will never have feelings for anyone ever again. And I can't imagine ever having this connection with anyone. And then you are over it and you're like, I want to throw up. I actually want to vomit thinking about him. Like, there's guys that I think about and I get the chills. I'm like, ugh. Like, I got the heebie-jeebies. Meanwhile, I was sitting over here crying. Please. Girl, you're going to be fine. End it with him let him wonder what you're doing. Don't run to him if he calls you over. Don't be available to him. Don't even fucking answer him. If he texts you, you can answer him in 5 days if you want. And that's not even playing games. You're busy. You're busy. You're focusing on yourself. You're worrying about other things. You're going out with the girlies. You're meeting other people. You're going on dates. You're doing other shit, okay? As far as he's concerned. And don't fake it either. Really go out and do things and do positive things that make you feel good and get out, you know, with your social circle. Because if you're faking it, they can read that too. If you're just like, oh, this is a way to get you to fall in love with me. No, you actually really have to like disconnect from him. You can't have that be the reason why you're disconnecting from him. If that makes any sense. My friend was into this guy and the whole time he was just like fucking with her. And I kept telling her, I'm like, girl, you got to move on, because when you move on, he's going to be like begging for you back. But you can't just pretend that you've moved on. And what does she do? She's pretended she moved on. And she told him, I'm dating somebody else, so I don't know if I could see you anymore. And she completely, it wasn't true. Right. And he goes, okay, cool. And then they had their back and forth again. And then she really moved on. And he was showing up at her door with roses and love letters. Okay. Love letters. Like it's 1922. So I said, hey, I hate to say I told you so. You'll be all right. Also, sometimes when somebody's the best sex of your life, it's really all in your head. And it's just that you like them. It's just that you like them. Be real. Okay. Let's do some of these fuck, marry, kills. Okay. This one says Diet Coke, Aperol Spritz, and ice water from your stainless steel 64-ounce water bottle. Now, I'm going to kill the ice water because I'm being real. I'm not going to be fake. I'm going to be real. We're killing the ice water. We're marrying Diet Coke and we're fucking Aperol Spritz. Of course. Come on now. And this other one is Sears, JCPenney, and Kohl's. Great one. Sears, I don't even know if Sears exists anymore, but I have a lot of nostalgia connected to Sears, but I haven't been in one in about 20 years. Although my mother did leave me in Sears once and she denies it to this day, but I swear to God she did. Because one of my earliest memories is walking around to Sears by myself and crying and being like, where's my mom? So I don't know why I would have that memory if it wasn't real. And she's like, I didn't leave you at Sears. I probably just let you walk around and I left. You know, like she beats around the bush. I'm like, Ma, you left me at Sears. Okay. Anywho, we're killing Sears for that reason. Kohl's we're marrying because Kohl's has Sephora, girl. Come on. And JCPenney, we'll fuck JCPenney. Every once in a while, you walk around JCPenney when you're at the mall. But Kohl's, listen, Kohl's has a Sephora. So we love that. And that's what we're marrying. Anywho, love ya. Chat to you soon. Hope everybody has a great week. Great week ahead, girls. Weather's changing. Weather's breaking. We're wearing our little capri pants and our little shirts and our little flip-flops. Okay. Maybe not flip-flops yet, but we're wearing our ballerinas. We still got a little time to go get a pedicure. Anyway, I love you. And I hope everybody has a great week and I'll see you soon. You can email us at secretkeepersclub@gmail.com and we'll get to you next week. Bye.